jurors in the trial of Senator Ted Stevens heard final testimony today. The last word was from Senator Stevens himself. Closing arguments will start tomorrow morning, with jury deliberation beginning on Wednesday. Stevens is charged with felony counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms about gifts, including the renovation of his Girdwood home. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Stevens' testimony came down to what qualifies as a gift and how much he knew about the men working on his home remodeling project.
Senator Stevens kept his temper in check Monday as prosecutor Brenda Morris picked up where she left off last week, hammering Stevens about alleged gifts. The senator answered mostly with measured yes ma'ams, and although at times their back and forth was strained, both held their ground. Stevens told Morris that furniture his friend Bill Allen placed in the Stevens couple's Girdwood home wasn't a gift because they didn't want it. The senator said Allen actually stole the Stevens' furniture in the process. Morris asked Stevens why didn't he call the police, and the senator said he still might. Yet Allen's furniture sits in Stevens' house 8 years later. In 2005, Stevens wrote Allen an email asking if it was okay to pass along the furniture to Stevens' son Ben and his family who were moving into a larger house. In the email, Stevens also tries to get his own furniture back to no avail. Prosecutor Morris said it seems strange Ted Stevens would want to give his son furniture the senator and his wife described as old, big, and having cigarette burns. Ben Stevens never did get the Bill Allen chairs and black leather couches. Senator Stevens tried to explain another item. He told Morris he did not have to declare a $2,700 massage chair on his financial disclosure form because it was not a gift. In fact, Stevens said he refused to take it when a friend offered it as a gift. So how, Morris asked, did the chair end up at Stevens' Washington home 7 years ago, and why is it still there? Stevens said it's a loan and sits in his basement, rarely used. He said, in fact, he and his wife have a lot of items in their house that don't belong to them, prompting raised eyebrows from Morris. The prosecutor moved on to invoices and brought up a bill that the government made much of during its case. When Stevens' boiler broke in January 2006, he paid for the materials to fix it, but Bill Allen paid the labor costs. Stevens said when he found out what Allen did, he tried to correct the situation by contacting Allen and another friend to intervene and get a bill. He never did. But Morris said if Stevens really wanted to pay, he could have contacted the repairman directly. Stevens replied, "Yes, I could have." Morris said, "But you didn't." And Stevens agreed, quote, "No, I did not." Morris also guided Stevens through a series of emails Monday in which he talks about VECO employees working on the Girdwood house. Some of the VECO employees testified earlier in the trial that they were paid by the company to work on the house. Stevens maintains he thought his wife was paying them separately from their VECO jobs, and Stevens insisted there's a difference between VECO and his friend, CEO Bill Allen. Stevens said one is a corporation while the other is human. Brenda Morris asked if that meant Stevens thought he didn't have to disclose gifts from a person. Stevens replied that, quote, "This has nothing to do with disclosure, ma'am." But Morris says the case has everything to do with disclosures, and her team will try to prove that to jurors Tuesday morning during closing arguments. Then it's the defense team's turn to show their version of the story, that the Honorable Senator Ted Stevens did nothing wrong. The prosecution will have the final word Tuesday afternoon, and then jury deliberation will start on Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.